Fui Song clapped his hands with delight, and his enormous body shook up and down. The chubby hands went to his mouth as he spoke, and the folds of flesh over his eyes lifted momentarily to reveal the whites within.
Hoo-hoo! What fun we shall have!
The prophet made a sign, and his litter carriers took him down to the sea to be washed and anointed. Hawser watched the eaters prepare their food. They gutted the fish, throwing away the meat and keeping the offal and skins, heads and spikes. They removed the shells from the animals inside and threw the animals away. They ground up the shells with the weeds and some brightly coloured sea slugs. Hawser watched all this happen in front of him and saw just how run down the eaters really were. The scabs and sores, the deficiency diseases and general weakness. The colds and coughs, peeling skin and partly deformed limbs all spoke of a very gradually fatal diet. The dead meat and animals from the sea were returned to the waves via great blood-soaked baskets. Hawser watched as closely as his gag and the distance would allow, but none of the eaters seemed to take a surreptitious bite of the raw meat as they threw it from the baskets into the waves. Fui Song, being dried on the sand just up the beach from the line of breakers, watched the food being thrown into the sea and nodded with approval, speaking quiet words of encouragement to his flock. Then he clapped his hands, and the litter was slowly carried along the beach to the fire and the changer.
Offertory thing, benefaction, prepare yourself, Fui Song warbled,
settling down in his litter with little movements which sent ripples all over the great folds and sweeps of his massive body. Hawser started to breathe harder, felt his heart pound. He swallowed and strained again at the rope holding his hands. Mr. First and the two women were digging at the sand for the thin robes in their buried sacks. All the eaters gathered round the fire, facing Hawser. Their eyes looked blank or vaguely interested, nothing more. There was a listlessness about their actions and expressions which Hawser found even more depressing than outright hatred or sadistic glee would have been. The eaters began to chant and sing. Mr. First and the two women were twisting the dull lengths of cloth around their bodies. Mr. First looked at Hawser and grinned.
Oh, happy moment in the ending days, Fui Song said,
raising his voice and hands, his choked tones ringing out toward the centre of the island. The smells of the eater's foul cooking drifted past the changer again.
Let this one's unmaking and making be a symbol for us,
Fui Song continued, letting his arms drop back in enormous rolls of white flesh. The golden-brown surfaces gleamed in the sunlight as the prophet clasped his fat fingers together.
Let his pain be our delight, as our unmaking shall be our joining. Let his flaying and consummation be our satisfaction and delectation.
Fui Song raised his head and spoke loudly in the language the others understood. Their chanting altered and grew louder. Mr. First and the two women approached Hawser. Hawser felt Mr. First take the gag from his mouth. The pale-skinned man spoke to the two women, who went to the bubbling vats of stinking liquid. Hawser's head was feeling very light. There was a taste he knew too well at the back of his throat, as though some of the acid from his wrists had somehow found its way to his tongue. He strained again at his bonds behind him, feeling the muscles shake. The chanting went on. The women were ladling the foul broth into bowls. His empty stomach was churning already. There are two main ways to escape bonds apart from those open to non-changers, the Academy's lecture notes said. By acid sweat pulse on a sustained level, where the binding material is susceptible to such an attack, and by malleable preferential tapering of the limb point involved. Hawser tried to coax a little more strength from his tired muscles. Excessive acid sweating can damage not only the adjacent skin surfaces, but also the body as a whole through dangerously altered chemical imbalances. Overmuch tapering poses the risk of the muscles being so wasted and the bones so weakened that their subsequent use may be severely restricted in the short and long-term escape attempt. Mr. First was approaching with the wooden blocks he would fit into Hawser's mouth. A couple of the larger eaters had stood up near the front of the crowd and advanced slightly, ready to assist Mr. First. Fui Song was reaching behind his back. The women started forward from the bubbling vats.
Open wide, stranger, Mr. First said,
holding out the two wooden blocks.
Or do we use a crowbar?
Mr. First smiled. Hawser's arms strained. His upper arm moved. Mr. First saw the movement and halted momentarily. One of Hawser's hands jerked free.
It shot round in an instant, nails ready to rake Mr. First's face. The pale-skinned man drew back, not quickly enough. Hawser's nails caught Mr. First's robe and tunic as they flapped out from his dodging body. Already straining as far out from the stake as he could, Hawser felt his clawed hand rip through the two layers of material without connecting with the flesh underneath. Mr. First staggered back, bumping into one of the women carrying the bowls of stinking gruel, knocking it from her hands. One of the wooden wedges sailed from Mr. First's hand and landed in the fire. Hawser's arm completed its swing just as the two eaters in front of the crowd came forward quickly and caught the changer by the head and arm.
"Sacrilege!"
Fui Song screamed. Mr. First looked at the woman he had bumped into, at the fire, at the prophet, then back with a furious look at the changer. He lifted one arm to look at the tears in his robe and tunic.
"The gift filth desecrates our vestments!"
Fui Song shouted. The two eaters held Hawser, pinning his arm back where it had been and his head to the stake. Mr. First started toward Hawser, taking the gun out from under his tunic and holding it by the barrel like a club.
"Mr. First!"
Fui Song snapped, stopping the pale-skinned man in his tracks.
"Stand, Gak! Hold Gat on out! You show this naughty girl how regal is his shot!"